Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spain's Senate approved a controversial measure allowing it to seize direct control of its semi-autonomous Catalonia region after the local parliament in Barcelona holds its own vote approving of a formal declaration of independence from Spain. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has our report.
Catalonia waving goodbye to Spain as its local lawmakers pass a vote to formally declare independence. But how far that goes is very much still up in the air. Members of several major Spanish political parties walking out of the chamber in protest ahead of the vote, leaving much of the room empty and the pro-independence crowd in charge. Among those to walk out, the party of Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, which controls an absolute majority of Spain's national parliament. And its Senate in Madrid voted moments later to approve the use of a controversial clause in the country's constitution that allows it to seize direct control of the breakaway region. It's called Article 155, and it's never been used before. And it means that Catalonia's regional president, Carles Puigdemont, and his lieutenants will likely be fired, and new elections held within 6 months.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State announced a ceasefire between Iraqi forces, Kurdish Peshmerga in northern Iraq, but quickly backtracked on the claim, saying it is not an official ceasefire. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against the ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualifies as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress trying to pressure Myanmar to speak out more forcefully on the issue and its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News.